in our studio right now. Well, Steve, let me know when you get it, okay?
Sure.
Because that's the thing we got to do. Mike Beister is here, math whiz. He will be appearing on Superhuman, which is on Fox next week, Monday night or Tuesday night?
Monday night.
Monday night. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much, John. I'm great.
So what is this Superhuman show?
Superhuman.
Get a little closer to the microphone.
Superhuman, they scoured the country, I guess, and had 40 people with the most amazing minds, I guess that's what they told me, and or talents, and we all compete against each other, and it was really cool to meet a lot of these people, because a lot of people think brains and genius is you're born with or you're not. Every single person I met train their mind.
Really? So the stuff that you did on this show, your super math skills, other people can learn?
I spent my life teaching kids how to do the things I do. I mean, when I do it, it's fun. When 10-year-old kids, it's amazing. And people, when they watch videos, if you go to MikeBeister.com and click on Media Kit, you watch kids doing what I do. And that's I want every kid in the world to be able to do this.
What do you do for a living?
I own a software company that I traded at the Mercantile Exchange for like 20 years.
And of course you did.
Yes. And then after I appeared on 2020, did a story on me and my impact on kids. And the guy that invented OxiClean called me up and we developed a product to use at home. And now I really want to reach schools.
A product to use at home? A cleaning product?
No,
a math product?
a little bit of cleaning. No, a math product. A product to teach people. It's not math, really, what I do. I'm almost just as good with letters and words as I am with numbers. It's processing information.
What do you mean you're almost as good with letters?
Well, if you give me your last name, Williams, if you would spell W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. I would spell A-I-I-L-L-M-S-W. I put the letters in alphabetical order.
Okay, how about this one? Because Violetta Podramatica is traffic for us. Hey, Violetta, are you over there yet? Hold on a second. Are you there, Violetta? In traffic?
I'm here.
Okay. How do you spell your last name, Violetta?
Oh, no. This is scary now.
Go ahead, Violetta.
P-O-D.
Right.
R-U.
R-U?
Yeah.
Yes. M.
M.
E-D-I-C.
E-D-I-C.
Okay. That'd be, wow. It's not a good, C-D-D-E-I-M-O-P-R-U. I mean, I might be wrong because it's not really.
Those are all the letters and that's in alphabetical
order. Okay, cool. Yeah,
so you take words and you can instantly put them in alphabetical order.
Yeah, but that's not the important thing. I teach kids how to memorize anything for any test they take for the rest of their lives, and I just want it to be so every kid could learn this.
Is it a visualization technique?
It's not a visualization. It's training the mind to keep information when it's needed.
Okay, so just as a for instance, like my name Williams.
Yeah.
Maybe most people could figure that out slower than you. All of the letters in alphabetical order. But maybe it's a weirder word like podramatic.
Yeah, that was scary.
Okay. But so what are you doing? Tell me how to do that.
Well, all it is taking the information and scrambling around in your head. It's sort of like, when you get information, everyone just sees it regularly. I try to take the information, look at it backwards, forward, sideways, and I do visualize it a little, but everyone visualizes to a degree. And the people that don't visualize well and are auditory learners, I really have them focus and do it on their fingers a little. And so at the end of the day, that's not the important thing. It's the power of the brain.
I think you don't know how to tell me how to do it.
No, I do it all the time.
The letters. How can I learn to put the letters in alphabetical order?
Is you spell out in your head a couple times.
Okay, like, so I see Williams.
Okay,
W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
And you know the A comes first, and then you do the.
But now I got to go. Does I come before L or L come before I?
I comes before L.
How did you know that?
Well, because it becomes natural after a while.
So I got to practice this more.
Oh, absolutely. Everything becomes practice, but what it is, in a way, it's keeping the brain sharp. And, you know, it's funny because even though I talk to kids all the time, and that's what I'm about, almost 40% of my emails from adults and seniors, and everyone wants to keep their brain sharp.
Well, sure, I do too, but now I've got to go. So I would go A.
Got it.
And then I would have to go I or L, which comes first. And then I would go A, B, C, D, E, F,
no,
G, H,
you really,
I.
No, you get better at it.
But that's eventually I would be able to know, boom, A,
I, L. Right. And that's what I'm saying is taking
information. So Z, Q, R, R, S, or T.
Right.
I don't know. Pick some that are in the same neighborhood.
Right, absolutely. Like the G, H, I, J.
That's kind of a tricky area.
Right, and the R, S, T is always tricky. But at the end of the day, you get quicker. I mean,
okay, but you also do this. I saw you do the thing where if somebody gives you a date, you'll tell them what day of the week it is.
Right. My son does that too. I've taught thousands. That's a simple one. But go ahead.
Okay. October 19th, 1959.
October 19th, 1959 was a Monday.
I was born on a Monday.
Oh, really? Cool. And
How did you just do that?
You know what? Every month, it's simple. I mean, it really is. There, you know what?
If you say it's simple one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to conk you on the head.
No, I think it's creepy.
Right. you know what? I'll make you a deal. If you want, I'll send you how to do it. You can put it on for your listeners. It's a couple steps. And at the beginning, you might say, wow, that's tricky. But once you learn how to do all the other things, everything's a process. And the reason why I teach the day of the week thing and why it's sort of important, it's like five mini steps, and people have trouble doing step one, step two, step three.
And these are steps you can do in your head?
Yes.
Okay, so just give me the first two steps.
Okay.
I said October 19th, 1959.
Every 28 years, it's a new pattern.
Okay, I'm already lost.
No.
I won't do that.
Okay,
every 28 years, it's a new pattern.
1956. So you are a three.
No, wait, that was October 19th, 1959.
Yeah, 56 ends it. So every 28 years, there comes a new pattern. So 1956.
Oh, 28, 56.
56, 84.
0, so, 28, 56. 56. Got it. Okay.
Okay, so you are a three.
I'm three over 56, 59. Okay.
Okay, now three, and then all you have to do is divide three by four, but you don't have to do it because it's zero. So three divided by four is less than one, so you don't have to add anything to it.
Okay, so three. So we're not going to add anything.
Okay, so three. And then you add the month code. The month code of October is one. It's really easy to remember.
Okay, I'll learn that.
Okay, it's not hard. Every code is month. It's three plus one is four.
Right.
And the day of the week?
19th.
Plus 19 is 23.
Yeah.
Okay. And now here's the last step.
Yeah.
So you add three plus one is four plus 19 is 23. And divide by seven. 23 divided by 7 is 3.
Yeah.
Remainder 2.
Right.
All you have to care about is remainder. 2 is the remainder. 1 is Sunday. 2 is Monday. And you were born on Monday. The math was not hard.
My heart is racing.
No, it's not. No, because it really isn't. I have 6 years
old. Violetta, you can learn this.
Good. I'm sweating.
I promise you. Don't sweat. This is fun.
No, I agree with you that it's fun. And frankly, I'm pleased because, okay, now that sounds manageable. If
right.
I learn those steps,
every
I could do
every single
that.
Thing. Do you want to do some things that are manageable? Well, we can do it right here and you'll be a rock star.
That, or do you have something else in mind?
I have a ton of different things in mind.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you just do some fun that people could do in their head for the heck
of
it?
Sure.
Okay, and this is their mash. I teach kids how to multiply or divide any number in their head, but at the beginning I teach them shortcuts that will take you 1 minute to learn.
Before you teach me something new, though, every now and then there's savants, sometimes autistic savants, who have skills like this. And I've always thought that that was something that was almost inexplicable, that they had some sort of wheels in their head that were turning and it automatically came to the right number and they didn't even know how it was. I don't suspect those people are doing what you're doing.
No, there's a method. Everything I do is a method.
You have a method. You have a learnable way to do it where maybe some people are off the scale. They're off the charts. They're
absolutely
different than what you're doing. So,
right.
Okay, so give me something that I could learn.
Okay, so let's just multiply two numbers between 100 and 109 together.
Okay, let's
just for fun.
Okay.
Okay, so say we have 106 times 107.
Okay.
Okay, you start out with 1.
Yeah.
Now add the 1 digits together. 6 plus 7. 1's the first digit of the answer.
Yeah.
1. Then add the 1 digit together. 6 plus 7 is 13.
13, yeah.
Now multiply the 1 digit together. 6 times 7. 42.
Yeah, so 13 and 42.
It's 11342.
11342. Really? No
kidding. That's the answer.
11342 is the right answer?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we have some numbers we need you to...
Okay, yeah, this was scary because you guys threw adding, multiplying, dividing all together.
We've been collaborating
sweating
on a series of numbers and operations.
And
we're
all
going
these
to
people
you
outside are watching me, and Maury Povich is watching me. This is...
don't worry, this will be fun. This
okay,
is fun.
Yeah, this is fun, guys. Okay,
this is easy,
right,
and if you want a tip, I will help you.
Right, oh gosh.
And here's the tip.
Right, okay.
You open up your laptop, and you hit the buttons on the calculator.
Right, yeah, I got my phone here. I could know. But like I said, I've never done anything like this in my life, where you combine addition, I do addition and division together.
It on TV. I
no, but
the audio
all
clip
it was addition and subtraction and a monthly payment thing, which I added at the end.
Okay, well, then maybe you can't do this.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm saying it's this will be interesting.
We'll take a break and we'll come back and
okay,
we'll give
great.
It to you.
Okay,
but
thanks.
When we do, though, also, so then if people are intrigued, if they want to find some of these tricks and develop their mind, make it smarter, you have a website that people go
right.
to?
I mean, you could go to either MikeBeister.com or BrainAddicts.com. You could get there either way from each other. And BrainAddicts is BrainEtics, but my goal is to really have every school in America do this because it teaches kids how to memorize and focus.
Okay, I'll give you those websites in a minute, and you'll be able to see him next Monday night on Fox on the TV show Superhuman when he does some really superhuman stuff. This is John Williams. Next week, Monday night, on a TV show called Superhuman, Chicago's Mike Beister is going to be on. He wants you to develop your brain and be, what is it, smarter or more?
Right. And, you know, it's funny because if you watch videos, we're not taking kids from A to B. We're taking them to A to Z. And I want every parent that watched this to believe that your kid could
do
something.
Your kid could
do
this.
But
if I learn these tricks, will that necessarily make me smarter or even better at math? Or will I just be able to win bar bets?
No. You know what? It's not about the math stuff. I teach people how to memorize, how to focus, how to concentrate. All this is the fun stuff that enables you to do amazing things, but it's way more important to just be able to memorize, to be able to focus and concentrate in a classroom. And that, you know, if you watch the videos of Superhuman, I'm going like this. All I'm trying to do is block out things.
Yeah, you're going like this. And by that, your eyes are closed. Right. You're sometimes holding the bridge of your nose.
Right.
On TV or on one of these videos, you actually got down on a knee like you were clenched, like you were so focusing.
Well, they brought in the fastest talker in the world to read me numbers. And it was like, oh, my gosh.
Here's a little bit of that.
Okay.
Hold on a second. This
$320 a month for 60 months. Of course, that's just the base model. This little beauty is a little extra. Add on $220 for the windows, $550 for the power brakes, $80 for the power locks, $195 for the power seat, $625 for the Mad Dog security system, $30 a month for 5 years for satellite radio. Actually, I'll throw the radios first month in free. And
so then you had to start subtracting things and dividing things at the end.
And you know what? The funny thing about it was, I said it, no one's really, you know, I do this when I buy cars, they said, we're going to bring on the fastest talker in the world. I sort of got scared. But what they did is they sent me a couple tapes of him talking. And even though he talks a million miles a minute, I learned how to get the rhythm. And he talks unbelievably clear for someone that talks so unbelievably fast.
Okay, so I don't want to put you in a position where we give you a function that you can't do on the spot. So while we worked out a math equation for you, I've altered it slightly, which is probably just as well because we've been broadcasting for the last hour and a half the numbers we were going to ask you. So now I've changed it slightly so that nobody will know except me what I'm about to roll at you. So Steve and Elif, I'm just going to do this myself if you don't mind.
Oh,
by the way, so what pace should I go at? Like
you can go,
1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4?
I mean, whatever you want, whatever you're comfortable with.
Well, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4?
Well, it depends how many digits are. Like if they're all two-digit numbers, you go as fast as you want. If they're three-digit numbers, a little slower.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
233 plus 58 plus 803 minus 6 divided by 23.
That equals 47.3043478
8 is right.
Okay. lucky guess.
Violetta, you too can learn how to do that. Violetta, 1 plus 2 plus 3. Go.
6?
Yes!
Wait, yes!
Sir, yes! Yes!
Yes!
He got
it! Sir, oh my gosh!
I know, I'm exhausted just hearing
you and me both.
Okay, we're going to see you on TV next week. Let's connect again. If people want to keep their brain as in tuned and as sharp as they can, the website to go to is Mike Beister.
MikeBeister.com or
BrainAddicts.com. B-Y-S-T-E-R. So Mike, BYSTER.com.
Or BrainAddicts. First five letters of brain, last five letters of athletics. It's really athletics for your brain. BrainAddicts.com.
Absolutely. All right, Mike, we'll visit again.
Nice to meet you.
Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Right, okay. And like I said, every parent, please believe your kid could do this. I'm going to make sure it gets in every school in the country.